Welcome to The Listening Post from WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Every week we choose a local news topic and open up the conversation to thoughts and opinions from across the city and the Gulf Coast. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. Louisiana state lawmakers will soon consider whether or not to require sexual health education in public schools. It's the third time in the past 5 years the state legislature will debate this issue. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says he's against House Bill 369 and that sexual health education is a decision best left to individual parents and communities. Renisha Robertson is the executive director for the New Orleans-based Institute of Women and Ethnic Studies.
I think one of the things that we know is that a lot of teens are not getting quality information about sexual health.
Robertson's organization gives classes to schools that want to offer sexual health education.
We get a lot of questions around anatomy. We get a lot of questions around sexually transmitted infections. We get a lot of questions even around hygiene.
Listening Post producer Kate Richardson just entered the building.
I'm in the house. Hey, Jesse.
Hey there.
So just to follow up on what Renisha said, Louisiana has around 45 births per 1,000 girls between the ages of 15 and 19. That's sixth in the nation.
And the state ranks in the top 10 nationally for teens with sexually transmitted infections, including HIV.
That's right. And with those statistics in mind, we asked our Listening Post community, should sex health education be required in Louisiana public schools? And how did sex health education impact your life? Here's some of the answers people left at our listening posts around the city.
The sex education, yes, I think it's truly important that we have it in school in place for the young kids to be aware of the different diseases and different things that's out there. Because without that, we're a community, we're a nation, we're lost.
I was a teen mother as well. I would definitely love to see the sexual health education in the classroom that will maybe prevent children from becoming teen mothers.
Sex is not easy. It's easy to get into, but it may be hard to get out of.
I think because I didn't have sex education in school, like my mind wandered about what sex was.
So we're getting some great audio at our listening posts. Make sure you find them at the Norman Mayer Library, Rosa Keller Library, and the Headquarters Barbershop on Broad Street.
But remember, the easiest way to join the Listening Post movement is to text the word HELLO to 504-224-5314, and you'll get our questions of the week.
Speaking of texts, what came back at us this week?
Well, almost everyone who responded to this survey said that, yes, sex education should be required in public schools. One person said, sexual education is critical to stopping the cycle of poverty, disease, and infant mortality in Louisiana. Another person said, the rates of STIs are so out of control that obviously abstinence isn't the answer. Hormones are stronger than faith. The one person who said, no, it shouldn't be required, said, the information is beneficial, but I think the moral portion should be left to the parents. Here's what a few people said when asked how sex ed impacted their lives. I was supposed to have sex health ed in 2005 when Katrina hit, so I didn't have it. I had to Google all my questions. And one woman actually called in and left a voice message, and she said that if she had had sex education, she might not have had her baby at 16.
For the last word in our segment, let's hear from J.T. Mose, who's a senior at the International High School of New Orleans.
There are females in my school who are pregnant, or there are guys in my school who've had babies, and they said that they didn't know that they could get out their first time, or they heard a myth about, you know, getting pregnant. For me, a change would be getting these classes into the schools, getting this information out to the public, out to the students, so that we actually have a fighting chance to bring this down and to prepare ourselves for the future.
That's all for this week, Listening Posters. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. Our next questions relate to police response time. Text 504-224-5314 to share your stories about calling 911. Hit us up. We'll see you at the Listening Post.